Let's assume for a second you're sitting at home at night at 6:30 or 7 o'clock at night, and you're getting ready to sit down and have your evening meal, and the phone rings. And you pick up the phone. Ring, ring. Ron, you pick up the phone. You play prospect for me.
Hello.
Yes, is this the Ron Kitchen residence?
Yes, it is.
Ron, my name is Tony Cole, and I'm with ABC Lawn Service. And right now we're running a special on lawn service care. We've been in the Cincinnati area for the last 25 years. And as you can probably tell by some neighbors to your right and to your left, we've done a great job with their lawns. And we'd like an opportunity to come out and talk to you about how we can improve your lawn service. Would Tuesday at 2 or Wednesday at 10 be better?
Well, no, Tony, I'll think you.
Is that what the phone call sounds like? Huh? But as soon as you know, within 2 seconds of that thing, that's what it sounds like, right? What did you start to think as soon as I started?
I hang up. No, not now.
Yeah, and if you're too nice, if you're like Ron and can't hang up because he's an amiable, what do? You hang up mentally, right? You just say, oh, here's another one. Well, I want you to stop and think about your phone track for a second. What do you sound like when you call somebody? As soon as you identify who you're with, what's the prospect thinking? Sales. What's the prospect thinking as soon as they hear I'm the work of Tony Cole helping his financial future? What are they thinking? Sales. Someone's trying to sell me something. Either an investment or insurance or something. Somebody's selling something. And so that puts you at a disadvantage because you're prospecting right away. Thanks. Here's another sales guy. Now, they don't know if you're any different than anybody else, but that's a problem. The other problem is that it defeats this concept of getting the prospect involved as soon as possible. Because who's doing all the talking? We're doing all the talking. And the prospect's waiting for you to take a breath so they could say something like, thanks, but we're not interested. So we have to get them involved as soon as possible. One, we do it mentally and verbally. That's how we get them involved. What do we have to do next? What we have to do next is we have to discover, do they have any pain for what it is we do?